What's going on, guys? We are back in front of the whiteboard, and today we're going to talk about pre-workouts. I've gotten a lot of questions since we came out with Hostility and Hostile Supplements, and the questions keep coming in about pre-workouts and what they do and why ours is better and why ours is different. So I want to come down here and break this down for you in front of the whiteboard so you guys can see each ingredient and why everything works the way it does and what you should be looking for in your own pre-workout. So first, we're just going to do a breakdown of the ingredients, okay? So this is our Hostility pre-workout. Okay, it's kind of an all-around pre-workout. It's a standalone. You're not supposed to mix it with anything. It has everything you need in it, as you can see. So we're gonna start with the pump. First, we work on our blood flow, okay? That's the main thing we're in the gym to do is create the pump. So we got our citrulline, and we have arginine nitrate. Now, a lot of companies you see are gonna use citrulline. This is L-citrulline, not citrulline malate. When you see citrulline malate, you're only getting half the dose of citrulline. So if you see citrulline malate set at 6 grams, you're only getting 3 grams of citrulline. The other 3 grams are gonna be malic acid. So we went with straight citrulline and you went 6 grams. All our doses are clinical doses, okay? They're not under clinical dose, they're right at clinical dose or above. And we kind of take pride in that fact. So we'll start with that. The second thing we used was arginine nitrate, or better known as NO3T, is also a way, it kind of attacks your pump from a different method than citrulline does. So we kind of have two channels in which we're gonna attack that blood flow and try and create more pump in the muscle. So that was the first thing I looked at when I created Hostility. I wanted to make sure that we aimed our focus at getting a really good pump. From there, we go down to strength and endurance. Okay, we have osmolytes here, and osmolyte is, it helps your cell uptake water, okay? So we have betaine anhydrous at 2.5 grams. You see a lot of companies use that. Generally, it is around the 2 gram mark. I don't really see companies skimping on that ingredient. We have taurine at a 2 gram mark, which is pretty high, a lot higher than most of the other companies I see. And we have a creatine monohydrate at 3 grams, which is a little bit lower, but the creatine is gonna work with the betaine. The betaine is gonna help uptake and enhance the effects of the creatine. The creatine is going to be there for strength and endurance mainly, but it is also work as somewhat of an osmolyte, so you're going to get more water in the cell that way too. And then from there, one of my favorite ingredients, we have the PICO2. Okay, the PICO2 is an adaptogenic, which means it's going to help you uptake more oxygen, and it's going to help decrease the amount of lactic acid, which it, really what it means for us is we're going to be able to train longer and get through our set deeper into our sets without burning out. So this, when I added this to our formula, I immediately noticed a difference. Now it builds up in your system. So it takes about, I believe it's about 27 day or 27 grams total have to build up in your system before you get the full effects of it. But I noticed from the very first week or within the first weeks I was using it that I noticed my training endurance had extended. I wasn't getting tired. I would finish my last exercise and felt like I could keep doing more. So this, you know, I was chasing the pump with this pre-workout, but this PICO 2 is actually my favorite ingredient. We actually have it in our Bloodshot and we have it in our Intra R3, which is our intra workout as well. Moving on, I wanted something that was going to make you laser focused, but wasn't gonna be detrimental to your health or your pump. Now some companies, majority of companies out there use a lot of stimulants. They'll use, you know, 300 milligrams of caffeine, but then they use a bunch of other stimulants and you'll have somewhere around 400, 500, 600 milligrams of stimulants in your product. That's gonna hinder your pump, okay? Anything over 375 is gonna start hindering your pump. So we kept our energy levels here, our caffeine, and we have a longer acting caffeine. Totaling, this only yields 100 milligrams. So this totals 300 milligrams. So we kept our energy expenditure or energy ingredients at 300 milligrams to make sure we don't affect our pump at all. Now the other thing is, when you get super, super high with the stimulants and you're taking them every single day, it's gonna affect your heart, it's gonna affect your blood pressure, and I wanted something that was gonna be, for lack of a better word, a little bit more healthy for our systems than something just pounding stimulants every single day. So we went with a really heavy focus matrix, okay? So this is gonna be your mental stimulation. So if you're tired, instead of giving you 600 milligrams of stimulants, we give you 600 milligrams of alpha GPC. Okay, alpha GPC is gonna make you feel like you can stare through a wall, okay? This stuff, most companies are dosed at 300, 150. We boosted it all the way to 600 milligrams. And one of the reasons we did that was it enhances, at 600 milligrams, it enhances GH production. Okay, so that's a small caveat to it. It's definitely a benefit, but when I was testing it, I did the 300 milligrams and it felt good. And then when I did some more reading and I found out, you know what, at 600 milligrams it offers this. I said, let's try the 600 milligrams. My focus level went through the roof. Okay, and everybody who's tried the product has said, you know, this is, it's crazy. I feel like I'm just laser focused on my sets. So in combination with that, we added the huperzine A at 10 milligrams, tyrosine at 1 gram, and T-crine at 250 milligrams. These four together, I don't think you need any more stimulants. The caffeine's gonna get to your system. It's gonna get you kind of going, but that mental focus is gonna keep you there in the gym and focused on what you're doing throughout everything. Okay, so this is the breakdown of how we did everything. One of the things we wanted to do is make sure we had at least two ingredients for each grouping that is important to our workout. We wanted to make sure we focus on the pump, the strength and endurance, focus, and energy. And each category had to have two ingredients to make sure we were attacking everything from as many angles as we could, so we covered all our bases. Now, when we did that, it ended up yielding a 26.5 gram scoop. So this massive scoop, which you'll see in our, if you buy Hostility, you open it up, you get the scoop, it's like, it almost looks like a protein scoop, okay, which it's not. But this 26.5 gram scoop, and this is the competitor's scoop, and I drew it like this little tiny scoop on purpose, because our main competitor's average scoop size is 13 grams. Why does that matter to you? You're saying, well, what's the big deal? So what? Well, I'll tell you what. When you're looking at a product, if you're looking for something that's good and you're wondering why you're paying so much money, add up these ingredients. Okay, take these ingredients and add them all up. And that's how you get 26.5. It's gonna be hard for you to find a pre-workout on the market with 26.5 grams of powder in each scoop unless, okay, some companies will put 6 to 10 grams of BCAAs, which are useless. Don't buy products with BCAAs, buy products with EAAs, okay? EAAs is what, essential amino acids is what you need for growth. Branched chain amino acids are not gonna get you where you wanna be, okay? So, but they'll use 6 to 10 grams of BCAAs or 6 to 10 grams of EAAs, and that will boost the number, right? All of a sudden, this 13 grams becomes, you know, if they put 10 grams, they got, oh, well, we have a 23 gram scoop. Not really, right? Because 10 grams of it was amino acids. So those are not what I consider performance ingredients. They're more recovery ingredients, I guess. So these are what I consider performance ingredients. These are gonna help you perform better in the gym. Okay, when you talk about branched chain amino acids or essential amino acids, more so essential amino acids, you're talking about a recovery ingredient. So I don't really count this in my scoop. So this is still 13 grams. Now, the other way they might do it is they'll add 20 grams of carbs. We'll throw in 20 grams of dextrose or clustered dextrin or something like that. And they'll say, well, our scoop is 13 plus 20. We have a 33 gram scoop, but you don't, because this is just carbs. And carbs are cheap and we're not paying for carbs. Carbs are just sugar, okay? Carbs are important, but you're not paying for carbs. You're paying for performance ingredients. Okay, so you have to compare, when you compare your supplements, compare apples to apples. Look at the ingredient label, look at the numbers, look at the scoop size, and then figure out why the scoop size is the size it is. If you don't see essential amino acids in here, or branched chain amino acids in here, or carbs in here, like a clustered dextrin or a dextrose, something like that, it's all performance ingredients, then you get the scoop size number, okay? Which, on average, from all the main competitors we looked at, and I won't name any names, but all of the big dogs in the game, average 13 grams, okay? So basically, we have a 26.5 gram scoop. If you cut it in half, if you only took half a scoop of Hostility, right? This is a half a scoop. You like my nice little drawing here? See this shit? Half a scoop, 13.25 grams. So even our half a scoop is still more than the average full scoop, okay? So this is just a breakdown. I'm trying to help you guys out. Obviously, this is to make my company look good because I believe in what we're doing. We put a lot of passion and heart and soul into our company, but I want you guys to know why you're paying for what you're paying for. When you go to the store, when you go to the supplement store, when you look online and you start looking at ingredients, don't just look at labels. Oh, how pretty is the label? Or what kind of athletes do they have? What kind of athletes are promoting this product? Or what kind of sales do they have? You know, you're looking at all these different things that are making you want to buy the product, but the proof is in the pudding, right? This is where it is. And people will tell you, well, all supplements are the same. All pre-workouts are the same. They're all the same thing. But they're not, because this is evident, right? You can't deny this. 26.5 in our scoop, 13 grams in the average scoop. They can't be the same, right? It can't possibly do the same thing. You can't possibly tell me that 13 grams of performance ingredients is gonna make me feel the same way as 26.5, okay? And this is why I'm doing this for you guys. I want you guys to see what the difference is, what you're paying for, and where all of our passion went into the product, okay? So just a quick breakdown. I'll do this again for other products like Bloodshot, Intra R3, Silo 9. When we come up with our protein, we'll run this down on the whiteboard again, and I'll give you guys a rundown of why you should look, or what you should look for, and why you'd be buying our product versus somebody else's, okay? Thanks a lot, guys. Check out the hostile.com website and all our good products. We have new clothing coming soon. Check it out. Train hard, train hostile.
Hey guys, thanks for watching. Please subscribe, share with your friends, and like the video. And if you get a chance, check out the description for all the different links to all the different places you can find Hostile and myself. And lastly, check out hostile.com for our new line of supplements and all of our apparel and gear. Thanks again for watching.